the top five at five on the Rokan Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Checking in at
number five.
Who do we want? Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Who are we?
North Carolina!
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Now!
Don't you think that with all of the great writers in advertising and in media, in film and everything in America, we'd come up with better protest chants?
You think that protest chant is not a good one?
What do we want? And blah, blah, blah now is not one that I've ever liked.
What about Si Se Puede? Did you like that one?
That was good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we can.
Yeah. Si Se Puede. Sure. Fine. Whatever. But what do we want? And then it is whatever it is now. It's just, I don't know. Doesn't do it for
Doesn't do it for you.
No. But anyway, but the point is that both sides are making their voices heard in the debate over the North Carolina law that critics say allows discrimination against gay people. Supporters say House Bill 2 is a response to a Charlotte City Council ordinance that would have allowed transgender people to use the bathroom of their choice. And activist Elena Saberio is backing the Bruce Springsteen boycott of her state.
I think it was very brave of Bruce Springsteen, the boss, not to come here. I support his decision. The people who bought tickets, they can get their tickets refunded. The people who lost rights, we're out here fighting to get those rights back.
Well, and it's probably going to have an economic impact, which potentially could really work. I mean, if enough people boycott, enough of the acts decide they will not perform there, you know, hotel rooms don't get booked, people don't spend money there, it could really have an impact.
Yeah, of course. I mean, these boycotts tend to do that. That happened in Arizona when they were the state that refused to do the Martin Luther King holiday, right, back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that was a big part of the Bears played in New Orleans for the Super Bowl. But then there was, like, this whole push about Arizona. I remember that Richard Dent made. After he won the MVP for the Super Bowl and in the locker room, he talked about that. It was really, mm-hmm. It was interesting. So, I think that it does draw attention. Quite honestly, I don't know what to do with this one because this is about the transgender people using the bathroom of their birth certificate. Now, who's got a birth certificate for that, right? I mean, what are you going to bring in? All right, well, here's my birth certificate when I was a girl, now a boy.
So you basically get to self-identify, right, and say, this is what gender I am and this is what gender bathroom I'm going to use, except they're saying that's not okay. It has to be based on your birth certificate, what the gender was when then.
And you can have your birth certificate altered if you want after you've transgendered.
Do you know what cisgender means?
I think I've been called this, but I don't know what
actually,
it means.
It means you identify with the gender of your birth. Because they don't want to call you non-transgender because some people would find it.
You mean that's like me? I'm cisgender?
You're cisgender.
So they did call me that for a reason.
That's you.
Are you? Were you a boy?
I wasn't a boy at birth. No, I'm...
No, because you would have been way too pretty to be a boy. It would not have worked out.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
It is on my birth certificate. Lied to me at the hospital. But I've checked. I think I'm female and always have been.
There's always a rumor about a Hollywood starlet. They go, you know, she was born with both sex items down there. You know, you're like, what? That's gonna be, oh no! And that was also one of the rumors that spread in like grade school. Which now, if you did that in grade school, and it's I don't think people know this, but Amy has both parts. If you said that now, you'd go to Guantanamo.
You'd go to Guantanamo. Yeah, it would be considered insensitive, I think, in a lot of environments. But then who knows?
And it would have been.
A lot of stuff
it's true. So. All right, checking in at
number four.
All right, this is CDC Director Dr. Amy Suchet, or do you say Suchet? I'm not even sure. Those French
names. That's kind of fancy, so I would say Suchet.
All right. Anne. It's actually Anne, not Amy. It's Dr. Anne.
Both wrong.
Yeah, we don't get her name right at all. This is the lady who runs the CDC, and she got me all crazy about the Zika virus.
Everything we look at with this virus seems to be a bit scarier than we initially thought. And so while we absolutely hope we don't see widespread local transmission in the continental U.S., we need the states to be ready for that. We have learned that the virus is linked to a broader set of complications in pregnancy, not just the microcephaly, but also prematurity, blind eye problems, and some other conditions. We have learned that the mosquito vector, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, is present in a broader range of states in the continental U.S.
Oh, sweet mother of God. Every sentence got worse than the last. Did you notice that?
Well, that the mosquitoes could even be present here that are carrying it. It used to be that you could get infected by an infected person, and now it's going to go beyond that, that the mosquitoes carrying it potentially are here.
Yeah.
And then when they bite the person who has the Zeke, as you like to call it, mm-hmm. then they go bite the other person, and then you get the Zeke. And then I think the most troubling thing when we talked to Dr. Besser earlier was that there's so much they don't know. Like, how long after you've been potentially infected can you get pregnant? It is a year? Is your baby okay then?
Well, if you...
What happens?
Let's go traditional here. I know it's not popular anymore to use a traditional model for this. But let's say that you and your husband had traveled to a Zika place. Now, you both get bit by a Zika virus, by a Zika mosquito. When you get back here, your husband still can give you the, even if you didn't get stung by the, or, you know, bitten by the mosquito, your husband, if he is carrying the Zika virus knowingly or unknowingly, can give it to you in a sexually transmitted way for months and months and months.
And it's not like, you know, you have it. That's the problem.
Right.
You could have gotten, bitten by a mosquito. You could get bitten by a mosquito and never know, really, not think much of it.
I think we're going to start to see, coming up fairly quickly here, you're going to start to see some signs of this throughout the United States, because you're going to start to see some babies born in this window.
Oh, that's so sad.
And we'll see, you know, there will be, and then there'll be a question about, you know, where do the parents travel, and then what's that all going to be about? Because this does seem to have now hit a critical point. Has anybody seen that 12 Monkeys movie? When you see that, it explains the whole deal.
I don't think I want to. I just...
Or Contagion. That was a different deal, because that was like an airborne thing. But the mosquito contagion, and she used the term vector. That's how it is spread. It's pretty crazy.
Pretty scary stuff. I just watched I Am Legend over the weekend. You know that Will Smith one?
Yeah.
That other weird virus that people had.
Right. That was the remake of Omega Man. Watch the original Omega Man with Charlton Heston. And it is so goofy looking. It looks like a $6 million man episode compared to the Will Smith movie. Because the Will Smith movie, you know, they did it, and it's sort of modern, and it's, you know, well produced and well done. And then you see the Charlton Heston one, and he's still playing Moses.
you can't get it out of your head, right, when
right.
you see that?
He's playing Moses in a spacesuit, essentially, running around L.A. where everybody's dead. What am I doing?
Not right?
Yeah, it was very weird. The whole thing is weird. Top 5 of 5 continues right here. 720 WGN. I like to throw a bunch of numbers out.
Number 3.
And so does Orion, apparently. Robert Downey Jr. is fine sharing the spotlight with the teenager who plays Spider-Man in the upcoming Captain America movie. The new Spidey, played by Tom Holland, makes his first appearance in this Marvel/Disney universe. Now, if you follow the Twitter buzz coming from the initial screenings, Spider-Man steals a show.
Stay down. Final warning.
I could do this all day.
All right. I've run out of patience. On to Ruth!
Hey, everyone.
I don't understand anything that happened right there.
Wait, so the first part was Robert Downey Jr., and all the teenager says in that exchange is like one word? And he's stealing the spotlight?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense. It's better for the screen than the ear. But anyway, but the point is that Robert Downey Jr. is okay with it.
He's okay with it. Yeah. So he's just kind of being funny about it. Yeah, he's stealing the spotlight, but really he's kind of proud of him. It's like fake negativity. Is that what we're getting from it?
At a news conference, the famed actor was asked how he felt about this whole deal.
How does it feel like for Tony Stark's ego read all the reviews and fans' reactions saying the best thing in this movie is Spider-Man?
Relief. If this Holland kid couldn't hit his ass with both hands until I started working closely with him, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 51, and only sociopaths are still so self-centered in the extreme that they can't make space for other people.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was a I'm not positive sure what that means, celebrity
but,
comment.
Yes, but you know, but what kind of fanboy journalist was that?
Excuse I know, me. You could just wow. Oh my gosh, how annoying that
what
was.
What about the that? What about all of the reviews that say that the new Spider-Man, who I think I love, gets all the good reviews?
I can't imagine you playing one of these, you know, superhero characters because in as a celebrity, because they're all they are criticized by the fanboys for absolutely everything. You know, can't please them.
I got to say, Robert Downey Jr., I give him such credit. He was, of that whole Rat Pack movement, without question, the most talented of all those guys.
He's super talented.
And he went through horrible things in his mm-hmm. personal life, terrible battles with addiction,
yep.
turned it around, found a really good partner, whom married, and she is a big studio executive and helped him kind of get back to the A-list, and he has behaved so well on it. He's done the big blockbusters. He's great as Iron Man, but he's also great in small films that he does, and it just one of the great dramatic actors of our generation. If you see Chaplin, forget about it. There is, in the 20th century where that movie came out, there are, I would say, fewer than 24 film performances better. And that's saying something.
Wow.
So, I mean, he
what
is
movie are you saying?
Chaplin.
I got to see that.
Where
movie.
He played that's... Charlie Chaplin. You, that, the highest of wire acts. He's playing a guy that everybody knows in the world. Not just everybody. Everybody in the world knows, who, you know, has an image in their head of what Charlie Chaplin was or should be. And he did it. He stole it. And you never thought you weren't looking at Charlie Chaplin. Just
so,
amazing.
So it's better than Tropic Thunder.
I love Tropic Thunder. And I thought his performance in Tropic Thunder was his second best performance of all time.
Did you really?
Playing an Australian white man playing an American black guy in a movie
in
the Vietnam War. Or in a jungle kind of war movie.
Fictional Vietnam War.
All right. Checking in. I thought Tropic Thunder is one of the finest films of all times. I will not be contradicted on that.
Number two.
Even by Orion.
I don't think Orion would take that one up with you.
He might. What? All right, Larry Flint. Remember him?
Sure.
His Hustler Studio in 2008 brought the world Who's Nailin' Palin, announced today that Donald Trump will be the subject of his latest porn parody video, simply titled The Donald. Every Republican member of Congress is going to receive a free copy.
I'm sure not all of them want it. I mean, come on.
Flint said in a press release, and goes on sale to the public tomorrow.
Time to play Celebrity Political Apprentice, and one of you will be fired. This is what America is going to look like when I'm president of the United States. You'll be forced to work under conditions like this. Big mountains to cover, small, tight valleys to venture into, all for America.
All right. And
yeah.
Thank you.
Well, Larry Flint does not like Trump at all. He's already been on the record talking about, you know, remember when he mentioned his body part and he said, well, prove it. I've got all the people here. You can prove it and that kind of thing. He's, I'm not really interested in seeing that.
No one is. Even though the Republican members of Congress who roundly hate him too, though. So it works out kind of nicely. All right. I can't wait for Kinzinger to get it and then put it up on Twitter or
he
something.
He can tell you about it so you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, that's okay. All right. And finally, checking in at
number one.
Hell hath no fury like an angry Southern mom taking away electronics, a common parental punishment. But this mother decided to take it one step further and destroy her children's iPhones with a rifle.
I hereby denounce the effects that social media have on my children, their disobedience and their disrespect. I refuse to be cursed. I refuse to be disobeyed. I take back my role as your parent.
She means business. Her kids better be well behaved.
But she took this to social media, though, which I think is a little, there's an irony there.
Yeah, have you seen her? You would not want to mess with her, even without her gun. She has a sledgehammer in another part of it saying she's done, totally, and starts hammering away.
I got to tell you something. There's something very specific about the South where parents pull out the gun to enforce discipline with their children. It's very weird. It's
sort of weird because you speak out about them doing negative things and you take out a gun and shoot an iPhone. There's a little irony there.
Yeah, it is weird. That is weird. But you know
don't misbehave. That's why shoot your iPhone.
America's a great country.
It is.
Because it's got all kinds. All right, let's close this thing up because that's the most important thing we can do.
The top five at five.